if you had
future
said it at the same
powers
time, then
synchronized.
No, but you just said 1, 2, 3. When I said 1, 2, 3, or A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
I think it's too late. We're already on the podcast.
Yeah, I think
people are listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's our new theme song.
Whoa!
And, so who wrote that?
That was really good. Herbie Hancock.
It's amazing.
Herbie.
That's Herbie Hancock.
Or Herbie the Love Bug. I'm not
you
sure.
You know what he wrote? It's funny. He had an album called Future Shock.
Did he?
Not that this show has anything to do with Future Shock trademark. But no. Two jerks on the opposite sides of the planet.
Future jerks!
We're from the future to report on all the jerk-related news that you'll read about later on after the date of the podcast. Okay, we've done this a lot. How many times have we done this show?
432 times so far.
Exactly right. I was just testing you. But we've been trying to do this show. We've been recording and re-recording. We started on tapes. That didn't work out.
8-track.
Terrible. There was a click every few... We actually, that was our best show, was on 8-track. Mm-hmm, and we kept getting this click every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And just spoiled the show. And we also weren't using microphones. That was a problem.
Yeah, and you could only hear the show in a 1976 Omni.
No, it was terrible. Nova. It was terrible. And we had to do
Gremlin.
Commercials for...
We had Gremlin, the Explode.
Oh, and
it,
we had
it wasn't a very efficient
too.
Way of broadcasting, I guess is what we're saying.
I didn't even mention, we got a sponsor for the show.
We do?
Well, when we were doing the first take, we had Radio Shack as a sponsor, but they pulled out. But Coca-Cola.
Wow.
They gave me a sheet here. I have to read their jingle. I don't know if I'm supposed to sing it or what. Kind of a good deal. I mean, okay, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, we make brown drinks. That's it. So thank you for sponsoring us, Coca-Cola. They're marketing geniuses. They start, I mean, a lot of successful companies are moving into advertising on podcasts. Mm-hmm. This is the part of the show. This is Superhost 2000. Oh, play the theme.
We are the Superhost 2000.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That was also Herbie Hancock wrote that.
Wow.
By the way, I should specify, you know, we've had a few tweets already. I'm not talking, people think that was Herbie Hancock of jazz fame. No, Herbie Hancock. We'll dub in some laughter here. Oh, my God. Yes, and by the way, before we start with Superhost 2000, I know we should really get to this segment of the show, but we have to test our swearing. Because, you know, the audience needs to know what kind of swearing we're going to have on this show and what swear words are going to be bleeped.
You're going to use Japanese ones, I assume.
Well, they bleep kind of explicit stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, actual Japanese ones.
Yes. Like Chinoko.
Exactly.
Well, see, now I'm going to get banned in the Japan Apple store.
So offensive.
It's an explicit podcast, just in case you're worried about this. We make fun of all kinds of things that you worship, and we say bad words like shit. Shit doesn't get bleeped, because it's okay to say it on TV now. What about cunt? Can we say cunt?
You
is that going to get bleeped?
Twice.
Can you? What? Okay. Does it
I'm
work
offended.
If we? Well, yeah, but does it work if you say it?
I can't say that.
We'll try some different swear words. We'll see what gets bleeped. It's automatic, by the way. This is a new system. That seemed to work.
Baking powder.
No bleeps.
Hamburger.
Whoa! Holy shit! Dude!
I know.
I thought I knew you.
Yeah. Foosball.
man. I'm surprised that one got bleeped.
I know. Dirty pickle.
Give me another one.
Pickle. You are a dirty pickle.
Look, I'm no racist stuff, okay?
All right, check this out. This might be cutting ahead, but
okay.
I'm gonna send you, because picture from the future, but from the past, to your email now.
Okay.
I just came back from my father's place. He had a box. Of
a box like a cunt.
No, not like a cunt, actually. Like a box, a thing that you hold things in.
Mm.
And in it was the box was a grandchildren's box. So it's a collection of toys that he's been saving since I was a child. In it, there's like a pretty awesome Batman and Robin alarm clock that I had when I was a kid. Like a Texaco fireman.
Whoa.
But there's
this?
Also a a racist baby doll.
That's a racist doll.
I'm like, how did that?
I wasn't listening until I saw the racist
doll. I know.
Doll.
It's shocking.
Wow.
Like, look at that.
That's racist.
And that was apparently my toy. And what I'm wondering, I'm driving back home and how has that affected me? Like, as a young child, how did that affect me?
I'll just tell the listeners what it is. It's a knit doll with kind of red Ronald McDonald hair and a pitch black face with red lips, kind of like a kind of Sambo type of stereotypical character from the olden days where racism was cool. And red pants and yellow gloves and yellow shoes.
It's shocking. I couldn't believe it. I had Raggedy Ann that apparently my grandmother made for me. And I'm really hoping she didn't make this for me. But then this doll. So Raggedy Ann, beloved icon, and racism. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I think it is. I think in the future, people will look at dolls that we have and think they're really racist.
I know.
And that, you know, back then, everybody was, like, in our eyes, the way we look at it now, everyone was totally flat-out racist.
Mm-hmm.
And now we look back, and it's like, it looks ridiculous. So I think nowadays, when you see Barbie, people will be like, oh, my God, is that, or, you know, because
yeah, like Cabbage
the
Patch.
Be, yeah.
Cabbage Patch was totally...
Somehow, we can't even conceive of how it'll be racist. That's the thing. We don't even know we're being racist all the time. Right now, you and I, in the future, would be considered like the worst racists. That's why we shouldn't even invent a time machine, because we'll be so offensive to people in the future.
But I don't know how this affected me. Like, it must have affected me on some level. Like, I guess this was a toy that I probably liked. I mean... My father kept it. Anyway, so I just don't know what to say about that.
Well, it obviously affected you because you mentioned hamburger before.
And, like, when you were growing up, did you have racist...
I didn't
racist...
have a doll like this, but I had a racist... We had racist poems. Uh-huh. Like the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing used to have different lyrics when you were kids.
I don't know that one. That must be from
well,
Arm
I'm not
going
to recite it
I don't,
to you.
I'm not from the Valley. I don't know that.
Well, I tell you, in the Ottawa Valley, there was some racist stuff going on for sure. Little poems and songs and
What's really neat about this is, do you think, like, we're cutting edge, right? Like, this whole podcasting adventure that we've been doing for 432 shows.
Oh, my God. Well, it's cutting edge now. The early ones are pretty not cutting edge.
Right. What's interesting is that broadcasting standards have changed so much. Like, for instance, do you think that Edward R. Murrow, when he was broadcasting, wore pants? Because I got to say, at this very moment, I don't have pants on, and I'm quite comfortable with that.
I wore a suit for this thing. I wore a suit. You know, because, when you see pictures of old radio, you always see them with pants.
And smoking. They're all
smoking. Yeah. Well, I've got ashtrays full of cigarettes going here. I usually smoke about 3 or 4 cigarettes at a time.
Really? We're getting a new sponsor.
Oh, my God. Look at all the tweets
we're
coming in.
For sponsors.
Oh, no. You know what?
They also make you, cools. They also
cools make you cool. That's what.
Drink.
Otherwise, they wouldn't
they
call it that.
Make you a brown drink in your lungs.
It's true. You'll make your own brown drink.
There you go.
Hey, we need to. This is Superhost 2000.
Oh, right.
We need to know a little bit about you because we already know about me. Yeah. Really? You went to a French immersion school growing up.
I did, yeah.
So say something in French that we have to bleep out.
Fromage.
I think we just lost all our Quebecois listeners. Well, there were a few.
Well, as you know, for a while there, I was on track to be an Olympic synchronized swimmer until the incident.
Oh yeah, tell us about that. You mean the at the zoo?
Yeah, the one at
the Metro
zoo.
Toronto Zoo.
Metro Toronto Zoo.
Yeah, I know. You don't like to hear those words together. You like to hear Metro Zoo or Toronto Zoo or Metro Toronto, but not the three words.
Well,
I won't even mention it again.
No. It was a little bit like the Tonya Harding incident. And in that, I was the... What was the name of the woman? The other one. The one with a lot of teeth. She had a lot of
Sheena,
teeth.
Oh, Sheena Easton.
Was it Sheena Easton?
Pretty sure.
No. No, my baby doesn't take the morning train.
Oh, Sheila E., sorry.
No. She lived
Tonya
a glamour
Harding
life.
And...
Vicky Vale. No.
Wasn't it the girl that was on Mork and Mindy?
No, Pam Dauber? No.
Pam Dauber.
What was her name? Kerrigan. Nancy Kerrigan.
That's
Kerrigan.
Right. Campbell
she
Soup.
Looks,
I remember.
She's got a little bit of a horse face. Anyway, so this is a lot like that. I was training like 14, 15 hours a day.
1993, I remember.
Preparing for the Olympics. I went to see the polar bears that they had at the zoo. I'm sorry, I'm just...
I know, it's really upsetting. Keep talking, you know, this is like Marc Maron's podcast. You can, you know, it's a place to get emotional.
I haven't thought about this in a while.
No, it's okay. Scott, please tell us what happened. You're at the zoo.
I was enjoying a corn dog, and one of my Ukrainian opponents pushed me into the otter pool.
Oh yes, it was a otter puppets, wasn't it? Or was
no,
real otters?
Those were real otters.
Oh no!
And I got to tell you, if there's an animal that we should never clone, because this is all about the future of this podcast.
Yep.
It's the otter, because the otter is an awful rodent.
Awful! It's the Uncle Remus of the animal world.
It is. It's a racist little rodent. I can't tell you how much... It dashed my dreams.
I remember that. And you had invested so much in bathing attire.
I've been training since basically I could walk with my racist baby doll.
He was really like a slippery eel. I used to watch him swim. It was like watching a little unagi, which is Japanese for eel. I'm going to throw in a lot of those kind of references.
I was quite hydrodynamic.
He was hydrodynamic like a little miniature squid.
Yeah. I mean, I was shaving my body when I was like 4 to be like Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, really. Like, I hear he does that. That's how he lost some weight.
He lost a lot of weight recently.
He lost a lot of weight.
Now, this was televised, too. This was the embarrassing part about it.
Yeah, I think you can find it on YouTube somewhere. But I'm not encouraging people to look it up. It's a very traumatic and sad time for me.
Now, this ended your swimming career at that point. Mm-hmm. You didn't swim anymore after that.
No.
But you were still capable of reproducing, in fact, because you are going to be a father very soon.
So I had nothing left. I'd hit bottom. And all I could do was take a crappy job as a lifeguard at a municipal pool. And
yeah.
Here's the sad thing. I was
you started
the world's
wearing
worst
leotards
lifeguard
at that time.
Because I couldn't go into water. I was a synchronized swimmer. So I needed somebody else there. I couldn't do anything. 14 people died on my watch. I'm not proud of it. And so that
it's
was
nothing to be ashamed of.
No, no. Well, I'm not happy that it. Anyway, I'm going to be a dad.
Some would say you were a trailblazer.
I'm going to be a dad. I think we should move on because that's it's too painful.
Okay. We won't talk about that. You're going to be a dad. Your genitals work fine, and
that's
you're going to be a father.
That's what they tell me.
So, and we'll get more details on the fatherhood thing, because right now there's nothing you can say because you're not a father yet.
No.
But you have gone shopping for baby stuff.
Yeah, I've got a racist baby toy that I'm going to...
Well, so you don't even have to buy toys.
No.
I think that it's better to have less. When I was a kid, I had one toy.
What toy was that?
It was like a black Raggedy Ann doll.
Well, then you did have exactly the same toy as me.
Pretty much. Mine was slightly different. It had red hair. It didn't have the yellow ears, though. I think those are supposed to be earrings. I don't know. What's that all about?
I don't know.
And so why don't you ask about me? Why is it always about you? Are you?
I
a
thought we were just having a conversation. Like, why do you got to get all defensive? So, hey, Ray, what about you?
Well, I am from the Ottawa area, just like you, and I live in Japan now.
Wow.
That's it. There's no, that's the whole
really
story.
Sexy.
Well, you know, it's a fine place to live. You know, it's very colorful. It's quite populated. And Milli Vanilli come from here.
Wow. I did not know that.
Well, now tell you know me, everything you need to know about Japan.
Just future. What's Japan like in the year 2080?
There are a lot of futuristic things here.
Yeah.
But we're going to get to that in our segment called Future Man in Japan.
Oh, whoops. So I didn't read I didn't read that. Sorry.
Hey, I think we got to get on to our next segment because our next segment is Babies, Jerks of the Future.
Oh.
Babies, Jerks of the Future. Babies, Jerks of the Future.
And that theme song was by Doc Severinsen.
Paul Anka.
Really?
Ottawa.
You know, I've got a little rheumatism in my jaw, so I think I said the wrong word.
That theme song, true fact, yeah. Written by Paul Anka.
Oh, written by Paul Anka, yeah. Performed by Elton John.
Did you know that Paul Anka is from Ottawa? I know you're from Japan, so you might not know that.
Wait, Paul Anka is Jewish, though.
He is not.
Really? I did not know
he's,
that.
He's, I think he's
well,
not.
Well, you cohabited with him, like, around when you were about 4?
I did. He got really mad at me about these t-shirts. That I was wearing. He wasn't very happy. It was after the lifeguard incident.
Judas!
I think that one of his cousins or something was one of the
Judas! No, his cousin's name is Judas.
Yes. Judas Anka, that's right. And my father actually went to school with him.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. True fact.
Hmm. I didn't know that. You didn't, because you, I remember you used to have Paul Anka posters on your wall when you were a kid. You had Striper, Van Halen, Paul Anka.
Yeah.
And Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah. No, I love all those guys. They're really good.
He's got a hairy chest.
He has a very hairy chest.
And really strong mandibles.
Sure. Yeah. What are mandibles?
Mandibles are those...
talking about genitals again? Because that's what I think they are.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about. His cunt. Yeah.
Why do you gotta be so dirty?
That's not dirty. It's just the bleeping thing is very sensitive. Like, even if I say words like c**t or rhino c**t, it gets bleeped out.
By whom?
It's automatic. It's a plug-in for the podcast OSoft program that we're running. So, it's time to take a vacation. No, it's time to talk about babies, jerks of the future.
Right.
I've never been a father. I'm not going to be a father because I had my testicles crushed in a home workshop vice mishap. So, and just remember,
do you think that is the worst way to have your testicles hurt?
No, it's fine.
Well, what would be another way? And be effective, right? If you want to be...
To hurt your testicles, I imagine. We're not supposed to talk about
that. Well, look, I live in Canada. We have health care. So I don't have to worry about that. If I wanted to have a vasectomy or whatever, like make sure that I'm not able to have children, then I can do that. But let's say I'm in another place where healthcare is not covered.
Oh,
and
you
I have
use
to
an otter.
Then
use
what
an
do
otter.
I, you know, like do I just stand close to the microwave with the door open for a long time?
Well, in
do
Japan, we use a fugu, like a blowfish.
Really?
Yeah. You just kind of, you take a needle and you just shoot up the blowfish juice.
Couldn't you use Botox?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just
I don't think you can use Botox on anything spherical.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's one of those things about Botox. Check it on Wikipedia later and we'll edit it into this part of the segment.
Learning so much.
I have some questions about babies for you because I can't answer them.
Oh, wait. So we've ended the ball crushing alternative therapies?
Well, I guess people want to know. Okay. Well, that's what we do in Japan is we use the fugu or the blowfish juice and shoot that up.
I wonder what they do in other countries. Like, seriously, there's got to be...
I don't know. I think it's Spain.
Yeah.
Did
somebody tickle you?
In Spain, and someone's tickling me.
What? It's Japan. They do that. Little tickle ninjas.
Stop
they
tickling me.
Tickle ninja.
Look, Phil Collins got a vasectomy in Spain.
Really?
And they used like cilantro or something.
That doesn't sound very good.
Oh, stop tickling. Stop tickling.
God, those edges.
Listen.
So bad.
I know you're trying to avoid this question because you avoided it very deftly in the last 431 takes of this podcast. What if your baby comes out as the wrong race? What are you going to do?
Well, as I'm trying to be remedial after my scarring experience of seeing my racist baby doll when I grew up, I think the right answer is for me to say there is no wrong race. As long as it's a member of the human race, then I'll be happy.
So you're just going to ignore it like it's...
But if it's an alien baby, I'll club it.
Oh, that's good. What if it's like a cute one like E.T.?
Club.
What if it's like a roundish one?
Oh, wait, maybe I could... No, anyway, no, club.
This kind of leads into my next question, which really? Is, have you thought about getting your baby to win a world record? Because it's never too soon to start.
I haven't specifically decided on the world record I would like, because I don't want to be a parent that dictates what they do. But I'd like the record to be between this range. Not be like that shortest guy in the world that was, not that there's anything wrong with being short, but I don't want him to be known for being the short. Although I guess if you're going to be short, it's kind of to be the shortest. And also say Wilt Chamberlain, where he had sex with like 100,000 women.
Right, in a cab.
Yeah. Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with having sex with a lot of women, but I don't think that's what you want to be known for.
I don't think you've read the Guinness Book of World Records.
What? Are you calling me a liar?
Well, it just doesn't sound like you know what you're talking about with world records. You mentioned two different kinds of world record. I read the whole Guinness Book of World Records before this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, just to get prepared, because research.
Okay, well, what do you think? What do you think's one of the easier ones?
One of the easiest ones is if you could get them to put a bunch of nickels, like you put your elbow up in the air and you put a pile of nickels and you grab the nickels really quick.
You mean
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. So you put it on the edge and you kind of flip your arm, your forearm,
and you catch
forward.
All the nickels.
And
whoever can catch the most nickels gets the world record. Scott Baio currently has the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that guy. Talent.
I know. Is there anything he can't do?
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Like he's like a super chimp.
A super chimp.
He's like a super chimp. He's incredible.
I had a tickle ninja. Sorry.
Hey, I think it's time for our next segment.
What?
Because are we done with babies, jerks of the future?
Sure.
Because unless you want to talk about racist toys, we're going to talk about Future Man in Japan. Maybe we should just use that as a theme song.
Oh, yeah. Roboto.
That's Future Man in Japan. So this is
a part of the show where he shuts
yeah, I totally
up.
Fucked that up.
And I read this part. Can you really? You're a control freak. Like, can I not have one moment where it's not just you? All right. So this is where we talk to the future man, Ray, who lives in the futuristic land of Japan. And he's going to tell us all kinds of stuff.
That's going to blow your mind. All right.
The listeners, Ray, I just got a tweet and people, this listener is asking, hey, what is ketchup like in Japan?
Oh, ketchup is overwhelming. It's overwhelming. It'll just drive you nuts is what it'll do. They have Heinz ketchup. Just like you do in America or wherever you live. But they also have a brand called Kagome.
Kagome.
Yeah, it's red ketchup they have here. It's very strange.
But ketchup is red.
Usually. Yeah, I guess. Well, I thought this would be a better story. You know, we shouldn't rely on our Twitter people to ruin our show for us.
Okay. I hear they really like the Cheap Trick there.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really love Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
I think Cheap Trick is popular in Japan. Now, everybody knows Cheap Trick. Do we have to explain to the younger listeners?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, you might know the 70s show. The theme for the 70s show is Cheap Trick.
Oh, I did not know that.
They were a band from the 70s and kind of faded out in the 80s and came back in the 90s. And they did a song warning us about the Dream Police,
yeah,
which is, I think, what the Occupy movement was about. We didn't get much news about the Occupy movement here.
But it's the year 2080.
And yeah, so I think they like Cheap Trick in Japan because they're loud and they say words really clearly. You know, it's some bands mumble.
You're
a
right.
lot of bands, like U2 mumbles. They come here and they're like, Japan. Cheap Trick is like, I want you to want me.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah.
I never noticed that. Yeah.
Bands in Japan print out the lyrics. Like when you go to a concert, you get a program and it has all the lyrics written in it. So
wow.
like if you listen to Live at the Budokan, you can hear people singing along to the songs, not because they know the songs.
Budokan. Isn't that a kind of a alternative pornographic thing that people do in Japan?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I don't think we should.
We shouldn't.
Yeah. It's a family show.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like anyway, I interrupted you.
Okay, well, I don't want to.
Back
it's
on
not
track.
That much of a family show. It's kind of like a sonogram. Well, I don't want to get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not. Go
yeah,
to bed.
You're,
they like Mr.
Areola.
Big, too, right?
The areola. What? Okay, Mr. Big. Mr. Big. I don't get it. You go to karaoke and there's Mr. Big Page. Like, if you look for, like, what's a typical karaoke thing to sing?
Elton John,
there'll be like maybe six or seven songs. You won't even have Rocket Man. You'll have like a few, you know, well-known songs. Mr. Big, there's a whole page, maybe two pages of Mr. Big songs. It's like the Beatles, they have every song. Mr. Big, they have every song.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I'm not being dishonest. It's really true.
Yeah, Billy Sheehan. I mean, when have you heard him last?
You just blew my mind. Is that a real name?
That's the bassist.
Billy Sheehan is the bassist for Mr. Big.
Go look it up.
I will look it up.
You're in Japan.
The rules of the podcast.
You should know that. It's the law.
Mr. Big Wiki. Let me see. Oh, it's a candy bar.
Yeah, in Canada.
Oh, here it is. Sex in the City, Mr. Big.
No.
Oh, Billy Sheehan, you're totally right.
Why would you impugn me?
Well, I'm just surprised you know anything about Mr. Big.
Sheenmeister,
nobody knows anything about Mr. Big.
I am like, there was Van Halen, Stryper, Engelbert Humperdinck, and also Mr. Big poster.
Oh, I remember.
It was so, they're one of my biggest influences. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah. We might want to start a whole Mr. Big segment.
We should. We have to do a Mr. Big theme
it'll
song.
Be,
I don't know
be,
if we're allowed to
It'll be a really
music.
Big segment in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much in other places, but Japan, they'll really, really... What's the capital?
Now it's Tokyo.
Yeah. How about the future? Duh.
Oh,
can you
Utah.
Keep on the theme?
Utah.
It's Utah?
Well, they're moving it to Japan.
The whole state.
Well, because of
the
religious
Mormons?
Intolerance in America and the war on Christianity,
right?
They'll eventually migrate here because there's Christians here.
Will they still make them stomp on the cross when they...
They do, but they don't mind because it's... Well, I guess they would mind. Listeners, can you send us a tweet to let us know if they still, when you come to Japan, make you stomp on a cross? They did for me.
That's shocking.
But here's the trick. Every Christian knows this. If you take the cross and you turn it the other way, it's an upside down cross, and it's like the opposite of stomping on the cross.
Every Christian knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear the silence when you say that?
It was really silent. It was the sound of people unsubscribing. Not even complaining. They're not even complaining. They're like, where's the unsubscribe button? Well, that's what we call misfeasance.
I can't believe
on the podcast.
You're so insensitive.
Okay, you know what? We have another segment to do.
It's soup talk. It's soup talk. Soup talk. Let's talk about soup.
You know, here's the thing. Ray, you may not know it, likes all soups. It's true. A fact. I have spent, days, weeks, nay, months, just throwing out soups to him.
Soups.
And he will inevitably like it. At least he'll like it. He may love it. So you should send your soup suggestions.
I like all soups.
To our Twitter.
There are certain limitations. Like, I won't drink, like, a bleach soup. Like, it has to be food, edible.
Okay. Bleach? Why would somebody serve you bleach soup?
Well, there's a limit.
If there's polonium 6 in it, you're saying.
It can't be toxic soup or something inedible or, you know, a gross out soup.
Oh, so you can send your soup suggestions and we can test Ray out
on
whether he actually likes it.
Yeah, suggestions, because I don't want, like, shit soup or cunt soup. Well,
I'm not sure why anybody would say that. But so you send your soup suggestions to our Twitter, @FutureJerks.
FutureJerks. @FutureJerks.
@FutureJerks. But am I saying that wrong? I'm saying FutureJerks. Like, I think I'm saying the chur twice. It's almost like I'm echoing.
Say it again. Say it again.
FutureJerks.
Put some oomph into it.
It should be FutureJerks. Like, I almost feel like I'm in The Sound of Music, you know. Mary Poppins, you know, where it's like, the rain in Spain flows gently on the plain. And
we need to be so fussy about it. Maybe our listeners will tell us how we should pronounce FutureJerks. I like saying FutureJerks because it's got a in the middle. It makes me sound really stupid.
I think you're missing the point.
Are you wearing a skull cap?
Yes.
Thought so. I could hear, I don't know, it was like a weird rustling on your head through the microphones. A really good mic. What kind of mic you got there?
Oh, that's actually my owl.
Oh, Melinda.
Melinda the owl, yeah, yeah. You know I got one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my constant companion.
That's cute. Is it really tough to take care of?
No, they're pretty easy, you know.
Can you kiss them on the head?
Yeah, you can. You just throw a rodent in the, like, if I had an otter, I would totally throw an otter on the floor and let her get him.
That's what they eat. What else do you feed them besides otters?
Doritos.
Oh, they love Doritos. Frozen Doritos. Yeah.
They really like, yeah.
Do you freeze them first?
Is there another way to eat them?
Not for owls.
No. Did you ask me something else?
No. Just about soup, but I think...
Really? I thought you had to ask about my mic.
Oh, yes. You're right. Thanks for keeping the show on track.
I'm trying.
Tell us about your microphone. What kind of microphone you got there?
I've got a snowball blue, a blue snowball, because I do like snowballing.
I've got the, since you asked about my mic,
I'm sorry. I figured you would just volunteer that.
The Shure SM58, and it looks kind of like a cock pointed right at my mouth there.
Well, that was descriptive.
That was my headphones hitting the cock-like mic.
All right. A lot of
seamless into the next segment called News from the Year 2080. And I think I'll do the intro for this one.
So we're not going to go through any soup. We're going to ask listeners now. So listeners, really, send in the soup suggestions to our Twitter, @FutureJerks.
@FutureJerks.
And then we're going to quiz Ray on whether he likes them or not.
News from the year 2080.
Oh my God, that theme song was, as the kids say, sickening.
It was pretty good.
That was done by a shark.
Really?
News from the year 2080. This is just news from this year, but we've got a future theme going. Like the Jetsons.
So this is
the Jetsons, right? Are the younger people going to understand the Jetsons, what that is?
Meet George Jetson.
Yeah, it's a TV show about the future.
It's like the Flintstones, only in the future.
Do you think the future will be more like the Flintstones or more like the Jetsons?
Wow. That's a deep question there.
No, because you think about it. You know, the Flintstones, it's a very minimalist lifestyle. It could be really high tech. Like, those animals might be little robots or bioengineered things that have to, you know, do hard things for a living.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, the Jetsons maybe... Only like a year.
What was George
future.
Jetson's boss? Mr. Spacely?
Spacely, yeah.
But wasn't he also in the Flintstones? Is a different character? I guess it's just like a character actor, right? Like he just. I'm just,
look, I feel like there's a little tension between us, Scott, because you had cable and I didn't.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I did, never actually saw the Jetsons.
I
heard about the Jetsons. I studied them in school.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of the Jetsons.
You studied them in school? Why would you do that?
Well, I went to animation school.
I thought it was theology.
Yeah, we did like 3 months on Jetsons.
Really?
Yeah. 3 months on Flintstones. You know, typical animation curriculum.
Wow.
Yeah. I know everything about the Jetsons. Like the boss basically died of leukemia. Did you know that? Yeah.
I did not know that.
And he was a pagan.
Really? But do you find, like, looking back from the year 2080 at the Jetsons, do you think that it's an accurate representation of life now or not?
Well, it's pretty close because they had the internet, they had Twitter, they had the reality shows on there, they had iPads. I think. I mean, I've never seen it, but I assume they had all that
they
stuff.
They had iPads. I'm going to have to go back to that.
I mean, you've seen the Jetsons. You grew up watching the Jetsons.
I must admit, I haven't watched the Jetsons for a while.
You essentially were not parented.
No, the Jetsons. I totally grew up
that
with
was TV. Your. That sort of like cudgeled your brain into the genius position that's currently in.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back to the news from the future.
News from the future.
So now. News now. Right now.
We mentioned earlier something about Future Day.
We did.
Yeah. Well, Future Day is March 1st. Is that right?
Yeah. This is
March 1st. This is the first year, 2012.
This is the 68th anniversary of the first Future Day in 2012.
Yeah, 2012 is the first Future Day. And, you know, my studio here, we were supposed to have this thing done a long time ago, and we had to do like 451 previous takes, I think. No, 431 previous takes.
Yeah.
And then this studio here, you can probably hear from the ambiance.
Don't that be it's, fancy
it's
pants.
It's an exact
why are you being,
replica.
Why do you mean fancy? Are you talking down to your listener?
I'm trying not
Don't
to
talk
be elitist. This place looks like the WKRP studio booth, exactly. I got a teletype machine in the other room. I've got Les Nessman out there, and I got Venus Flytrap beside me.
I am dressed like Herb Tarlick.
Hey, in the future, here's what's going on in the Future Day, okay? It's futureday.org. You should go check that out. Make sure you tell them you heard it from our podcast, because they'll be very interested in our podcast, because it's about the future. They want to see Future Day adopted as an official holiday by governments on all levels around the world. That's what they say in their manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
These guys come in with their chinos
Just
and
so
their Beethoven.
Know, spoiler alert, it was.
Oh,
all
was
the,
it?
All the countries. All the countries.
Oh.
Now, the other thing you should know is in the future.
I'm just going to look that up.
In the future.
Oh, you're right.
There's not as many countries. You know, back in the 1990s and 20s, in their aughts. Did we ever decide what that was going to be? The 2000s?
I think we call it the untrimmed Bush decade. Or you mean what it's actually known
as?
Yeah,
that's what it was. You're right. I think that's what it was. There were a lot of countries. And they found it was unmanageable, you know, so they consolidated them down. And the only thing that everybody agreed on really was the risk board. So, spoiler alert, the globe actually, there's only the countries that were represented on the 1983 version of the risk board.
Okay. So, Kim Jong, like North Korea is not even there. Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
it
no,
is.
No.
Oh, no.
No, Camp Jeff.
Yeah, no. Kevin John Eel, that was the previous guy.
Yeah. It just made it easier for everybody. Everybody understood it. Anyway, sorry. So adopted by all the governments of the world.
I think that's correct.
I know it's correct. I'm from the future. I know these things.
Now, they want to see, number two on the list, they want to see children doing Future Day projects at school, exploring their ideas and passions about creating a better future. Do you remember any projects that you did at school? I remember some, because we went to school together in high school.
I did
a lot of
cleaning the chalkboard, as I recall.
You did like a haiku.
Yes, I did.
But it was
a
science project. That didn't go over very well.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my project, since you asked, I did like a... I did a project on like a wax statue of Huey Lewis.
Really?
Also for science. It did not go over well.
Yeah.
We used to get bad marks. We used to collaborate on projects, actually.
Yeah.
We'll discuss some of those in the future.
Oh, right.
You want to talk about the projects we worked on together?
Yeah.
We did a project about Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, it's fine.
What kind of mark did we get on that?
I think we got a C+.
Got a C+. Yeah. Mainly for the production quality, I think.
Well, that was good. So, interview with Ed Bradley's dead dog. You know, one thing that I noticed about the future, they're not very good at painting lines.
No.
Lines are all
unimaginative.
They're not straight. That's the future. That's what the future holds. So,
oh, no.
So
our all current, you people, I think that's more advanced because in the past they were just unimaginative about street road lines, you know. There's no need to make them straight.
Sure, but I'm just saying that people from the past, you're just going to have to get used to your lines not being straight.
And racism.
What is she doing in that picture?
What are you talking about?
The picture.
Kim Jong-il? Kevin Jong-il?
No, the girl with the glowing fingers in the headset.
Oh, I got to check it out. You mean a futureday.org?
Yeah.
I wasn't on the webpage. Okay, futureday.org.
You know, she's got one big button, like, was it Nancy?
Yeah. One thing we're sure about the future, it's going to be really stupid.
And there's a lot of electricity.
I've heard that, I don't know, this is... I heard from somewhere on something that predictions about the future have to be ridiculous, otherwise they're not very good or something.
Well, what I can gather...
You know what I mean? Like, if they make too much sense, they're probably not going to come true, because if you look at the future, our current world from the past, it would seem ridiculous.
Sure would. Another thing about the future, now this is coming from my having viewed futureday.org, is peacocks run wild in the streets. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There's like...
This is like the watchtower.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It does look like the watchtower.
In fact, that's the
religion.
Right?
That's the religion there, is Jehovah's Witness.
That's what they're getting at.
And that's
who
why,
sponsored
see, those people
Day?
Are going door to door, annoying people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are following along at futureday.org to see what we're talking about.
Tell the listeners what you did when you had people come to your door to tell you about the Lord.
Well, okay, so I don't have the problem here because we've got security and stuff, but back in Canada, when I lived near Niagara Falls, we'd get Jehovah's Witnesses. I would expose my cock sometimes. I would ask them about dinosaurs and Jesus living together at the same time, and they'd always come back with some comeback about the Flintstones or Jetsons, and then I'd be like, as soon as they started talking about Jetsons, I'm like, ooh, I'm in over my head.
Oh, I meant when you lived with your aunt way, way back.
Oh, right. I was like, they came to the door, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and I said, can I buy one of your Watchtower magazines? And they said, yes, and I became a Jehovah's Witness. Is that the story?
No, that's not the story.
Oh, I had a shirt that said, stop, you cock, get out of my house.
No. That wasn't it. And maybe this was another Ray.
Oh, I was pretending to sleepwalk. No. I was like, I'm sleepwalking. Is that it?
No.
I showed them my goiter.
My,
I was like, here's my goiter.
The story I recall, which may or may not be true, was that you invited the man to their great surprise, and then you, I think, even gave them a beverage or something, and they were shocked because they're used to being rudely treated, and you were a young guy. You were like 16, maybe.
I remember this.
And then when they would try to talk to you about God, you would go, yeah, that's really good. And then, did you see what happened on Letterman?
And that's true. And you just that was at my grandmother's place.
That's right.
I just kept talking about like TV and stuff.
That's right.
You just changed the subject.
Until they got up and left. You bored them to leave.
You're
like the Gandhi of anti-solicitation.
Okay,
like
I got another Jehovah's Witness story.
There's another one, but let's see if it's that one instead of your zombie walking that you... Okay, go.
Okay. So I lived in near Niagara Falls.
No, it's not going to be that one, but go ahead.
Okay, I lived near Niagara Falls, and my ex-wife liked to invite to chat them up. We didn't get a lot of people visiting. We lived in the country. It was a rural area. They brought the whole family in because it was kind of cold outside. They didn't want to wait in the car. So these are two little girls and mom and dad, and they were just blabbing on and on. I wasn't really listening.
How much for the little girls?
I wasn't listening to the conversation, but I was very aware that there was music playing in the background, and it was like really, really dirty rap that I just downloaded. And it was like really raunchy. Like, I can't even say on this podcast what it was. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember it was really dirty. And just the kids were totally listening. They were not listening to the conversation. They were listening to the words of the rap. And I was just like, I don't want to go to jail. Hey, future day costume parties.
Wait, I had one more.
Oh, okay.
So the other story that you told me, that you seem to have a lot of run-ins with these guys.
Well, not anymore. Now I'm protected from them.
Because you're in the land of Japan? Yeah, but just wait till the Mormons come over once Utah.
They can't. I'm protected in my, because this studio is in like a capsule hotel.
Oh.
So they have to pay, they can pay to get in.
Right.
Which they won't. I mean, it's $30.
But
3,000 yen.
But Mormons have a lot of money.
Per minute.
Yeah, yeah. Romney, a lot
true.
Of money. A lot of money. Jehovah's story, part three. You had them come to the door.
Yes. Come on in, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. You lulled them into a false sense of security that you're open to hearing what they had to say. And
I was just streamlining
and
the conversation.
As they started off with, you know, talking about God, you said, "I worship Satan." And then they shockingly looked at each other, got up, left, and basically put a pox on your house. So
they
never
marked
have anybody
the sidewalk.
Yeah, there was like,
yeah, yeah.
You had to have like an A. Yeah, like the way hobos would mark things, right? Like they,
yeah, yeah.
They would mark.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I don't know I mean, so, I think it's a real thing.
Yeah, so Jehovah's mark homes the way hobos used to mark homes about whether they would be welcomed or not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they probably do it on Google Maps or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
I
yeah,
think
they,
I believe they, I believe they urinated on your lawn.
Yeah, in the shape of a satanic pentagram.
I think that was it, yeah.
Future right, day so, costume parties.
All right.
Okay, it says, why not? It makes at least as much sense as dressing up like witches and goblins. What if kids dress up like a eugenics expert?
Wasn't that
or an
the
asteroid.
Guy? Wasn't that the host of the Newlywed Game?
Yeah, I think that was eugenics.
Yeah. Yeah, eugenics, I think, was the host of the Newlywed Game. He would always say, making whoopee.
I remember that.
Yeah.
They bleeped out something. They bleep stuff out on that show without more of a honk sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we get that sound?
No, we can just get this fucking sound.
Oh.
It's a 1,000 hertz official bleep.
We should use whoopee. That's a pretty good term.
Or how about this one? Fuck, fuck. That's a 1,010 hertz bleep. Slightly higher.
Really?
Which one do you prefer?
I'm easygoing.
Well, you know what? I'm glad because I really want to use the official beep because in the future, computers will be able to replace the swear words back in. It'll analyze our voices. It'll figure out what swear word we're talking about, and it's going to replace. So it needs that. We need that standard tone. Otherwise, the computer can't figure it out. Like if you use a honk, like on Bizarre, that old TV show.
Oh, that was good.
Good show. Yeah. That I don't think computers can ever take the swears, put the swears back into that show.
Yeah, what was the name of the family?
What? On Bizarre?
Yeah, the racist family. I bet you they have one of those dolls like I have.
That was my favorite show growing up.
You know, they
Americans
had the like
polish they had
and everything. Like they were all basically like punchlines for
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Offensive jokes.
Yep, yep, yep. Future day.
Yeah.
Businesses giving employees a day off from routine concerns to think creatively about future projects. What do you think about that?
I think it's awesome.
If every company did that.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any jokes about it, but it sounds good. Special future day issues of newspapers, magazines, websites. You know what? Every day is future day.
I'd just like to point out the people who wrote this are not very future oriented because newspapers and magazines don't exist in
the
year
2012. They don't exist in the future.
Even or no. In 2012, they've all died.
No,
there's
all
no
gone.
Yeah, who reads a newspaper?
Well, the only newspaper I guess would be Archie Comics, which are still around.
Oh,
did you
and,
hear about,
and the one,
did you
and
hear
the
about
one
the gay the
and
gay
the Falun Gong
character?
One though, that I get whenever I get off the bus.
Yeah, and the Watchtower from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still
that's
on paper.
That pretty much sums up the amount of publications that are out there that are in paper form.
Yeah, even Jugs, they stopped printing that.
That. I know. That was a sad day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But wait, before you move on, the sound thing, can we get like beep, boop, boop, blurp, 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 like something like that?
Well, say some swear words.
Well, no, I gave it up for Lent.
Okay. I already said that before.
You've said it quite frequently. I haven't heard it that often since, jeez,
What about, can I say foreskin twister?
I don't know.
I don't think that got bleeped.
I don't know.
What about,
Okay.
Number six on their list.
Yep.
Use your imagination. That's what the future's all about.
That's what it's
now,
all about.
Now, I don't like that one. That's a cop. They should have cut it off at 5.
Really?
Yep. Okay.
Is that what the future's all about? I saw Road Warriors, and there's a lot
with Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Looking for gas. I think somebody got an arrow through their hand. I think the future... It's a lot about like that.
Well, I know they don't cover their ass in the future.
But they had to be imaginative, you know?
Are there rollerblades in the future? That's the important things we should talk about with the future.
I'm going to say yes.
Me too. That's 2 votes for rollerblades.
Yeah.
What about, you
if
know
you,
the song?
Listeners, if you have your opinion on that, feel free to send us a tweet through the magic of the Tweetiverse at...
Tweetiverse.
Future Jerks.
At Future Jerks. Hey, the song Vogue by Madonna.
Madonna.
Will that be around in the future? Will it be gone? Will there be something to replace it? Will we still be voguing?
Good question, because there's no magazines. People won't know what that is.
How are they going to know?
Yeah.
YouTube clips, maybe, but YouTube might not be around. That'll be seen as the way we laugh and mock paper magazines and newspapers of yesteryear. People will laugh at YouTube.
It'll be like... There's going to be like a song about the Huffington Post.
Yeah, it's going to be like a conjunction of...
with Adriana Huffington's like singing backup with her
accent. Yeah, like Ziegfeld Follies.
With her accent.
Yeah.
Like she sounds like Zsa Zsa a bit.
Dolly Parton Zsa Zsa.
Where is she from? Do you know where Adriana Huffington's from? I don't know where she's from. I think it's Cleveland. I'm not sure. The accent.
I think it's Cleveland,
though.
Ohio, or Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
She's a real big wig.
She has a rather large wig. In the wig category, she's grand.
What do you think about gay Archie?
What do you mean?
Well, not gay Archie, but Archie's gay friend. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay, so I guess last year there was a new character on Archie, which was a gay character, openly gay character, and they were all okay with it. He was invited into the group and presumably having gay sex with Archie and Reggie. I don't know about that. I didn't see it. And this was actually the first time in history that they reprinted an Archie comic because it was so popular.
Absolutely certain about Union?
I'm certain about it. And there's a group called A Million Moms or something. You know, they protested Ellen DeGeneres.
Wait, you're saying that Archie had...
I think so. I don't know about that part. I don't know. But I do know there's a gay character. But what else would they write about? I mean
I would
gay
see
character,
it Moose.
Right, but if you're writing a comic and you have a gay character, what are you going to write about?
Or is it Waldo? Who's the science guy?
Dilton Doily.
Dilton Doily. That guy.
Yeah, but what else is a gay character gonna do? He's gonna juggle, or you know.
It's true. It's one of their skills.
I guess I'm not a very imaginative comic writer.
You're not going to be very good in the future because number 6 is use your imagination.
Shit.
That's what the
Maybe
future
that's why
is
I don't
all
like
about.
Number 6.
Are you afraid of the future? Because if you need your imagination,
I'm afraid of the future.
Yeah, you should be.
Anyway, gay sex. And Archie.
And that's what Future Day is all about.
Future Day is all about. Hey, we have another segment to do.
Who's a right-wing fascist? Which one's a left-wing nut? We're smack dab in the center of the universe. Smack dab in the center of the universe.
Written by Bob Seger. It was tough to get. Well, since he did that Ford commercial, we figured, what the hell?
He's gregarious, I always thought.
Oh, so Ray claims to be a centrist. Yes, I do.
What's a centrist? Like a vitamin?
It is, yeah. For people who are over 50, they should be taking that multivitamin.
And a cosmopolitan.
Well, I guess what we're saying here is that we don't have radical views.
No.
We're not, we're like... We're the Goldilocks of political spectrum and and social views, right?
We can see both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
The full spectrum.
Yeah. We don't like our porridge in this segment. The porridge represents our views. And we don't like them too hot. Oh, that's hot. Oh,
that's right. I mean, sometimes things are way too far to the left.
It's too cold.
Ooh, oh, the left.
Oh, it's cold. We like it just right. But potato, whatever you say in Japan. So in this segment, we'll find out who's a right-wing fascist and who's a left-wing nut. For example, I would draw the line at 4 abortions.
See, I would draw the line at 3. But anyway, let's talk about this.
You're a left-wing nut.
You're a right-wing hippo. Healthcare. We're going to talk about healthcare first. How many tears are enough?
Well, I think I can answer that.
How so?
By quoting a great Canadian, Bryan Adams, when he said...
I thought you were going to say Corey Hart.
Well, he was a great Canadian, too. But if I said I wore my sunglasses at night, that would make absolutely no sense, since you asked about how many tears are enough. Because Bryan Adams said, tears are not enough. So I think that sums it up.
Here in Japan, we have multi-tiered healthcare. In Canada, you have single
You mean
single
you cry
tier.
A lot? You cry? Like
no.
Like you go and you, or everything's based on sailing.
They do cry. There's a lot of fisting and stuff going on. But
wow. Sorry. Wow.
That was coarse language.
Wow.
Coarse. Look, we have multi-tiered healthcare and it's pretty good. And Penn Jillette was talking not that long ago on Mark Maron's podcast about how LASIK surgery.
Can we get him? Can we get Penn Jillette?
He's too busy now. I think we could have before, but now he's doing his own. He's got a new podcast out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Teller right here with us. He's been contributing through the whole thing. So surprise.
Teller.
Thanks for coming out, Teller. You've done a great job. We've enjoyed your contributions.
Incredible. People say you are too libertarian, and I don't think you're libertarian enough. That's what I think.
Whoa. Calm down there, Teller. Like, we're all friends here. Anyway, getting back on track. So, healthcare... you're listening, blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
blah.
Yeah, LASIK surgery. So, right. LASIK surgery has now, improved because of privatization. Uh-huh. See, if it was the universal health care, then they wouldn't have made the price drop so much. I mean, it's much cheaper than it used to be. When I was a kid, laser surgery was just shooting your eye with a laser,
right?
Like in Star Wars, which would destroy your vision. Then in the 90s, they'd actually improve your vision with a laser. And now they still use it to improve your eyesight. But it's cheaper now to hurt yourself with lasers. Because Ron Paul.
2012. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, 2012.
Get rid of the central bank.
Destroy all public education.
Right.
Mandatory breast examinations.
Eat what you kill.
No seatbelts.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What's your deal on that?
I like it.
Okay. So I'm more right than you. As far as that goes.
You
so,
mean more correct or?
No, right wing.
Oh.
More right wing. So that's 1 point. Let me write this down on paper. 1 point for right wing. Scott, I got to go get the door.
Okay. It sounds like Ray, my God.
Oh, convene in a couple
Japan
of
is, I think Japan is being attacked by a bunch of flying dogs. They're barking and attacking, breaking down his door. Hasn't the country suffered enough? It's quiet now. I don't know that if he's okay anymore. I hope they're not holding him for ransom. Oh, you don't think that's going to happen, Teller? Oh. That is a great trick. I can't believe you did that?
Futuristic noodles.
Wow. That's great. Teller was just doing this awesome trick. Well, anyway, you're back, so we won't finish it. So, Teller, just hold on. We'll finish it after the show. We're just glad. I think I can speak on behalf of all the listeners to say that what a relief. We're also happy, Ray, that you're safe and having been devoured by the flying attack dog weapon sent from an undisclosed hostile country, which may or may not be China or North Korea. We're really glad about that.
Well, that's very kind of you.
iPad 3 is coming out, right?
Oh, it's already out.
Is it? What?
It's the future.
What? Yeah, but for the people listening in 2012.
Right.
They haven't got it yet.
What do you think of it so far?
Well, I don't want to say until they become our sponsors. How many Foxconn deaths per iPad 3 do you think would be acceptable since we're doing this whole center of the universe thing?
Per iPhone.
Per iPad 3. Oh,
for iPad 3.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I've got one already. They're red because they use blood to make them.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Remember the outside of the iPad before was like a black frame? Well, the new one's red. It's beautiful, beautiful. But it only takes about one human life to make about 20 of these things. So I would say 0.5. Is that right?
0.5? Really?
0.5.
Uh-huh. If they say increase the price by like $20, there'd be no deaths. But really,
how could they do it with no deaths?
They would have what these things they call safety standards.
Because even the playbook, BlackBerry playbook, uh-huh. I mean, that's like two deaths per playbook.
Really?
That's why they couldn't make very many.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they ran out of Foxconn employees.
Well,
so what about you? So we already know.
I'm learning so much. I'm glad I tuned in.
So mine, what did I say? 0.5?
I'm pretty good with any number.
0.05. Sorry, 0.05.
I'm going to go for 3.6.
Okay, well, you're definitely in the right. So we're even now.
I'll tell you why. Yeah. Since you have asked in the future.
Oh, I don't care. I just care that I'm winning. We're even now. But you can tell the listeners. I'll tune out for a few seconds.
Well, it's got to be a better place they're going to than living in a Foxconn industrial complex for menial wages, building luxuries to be sold to fat cat Westerners so they can play some kind of thing where they toss a pig or a bird at a pig on their screen. So glad that they have no human existence, but we
I
get
don't
to have
remember
an app.
Leaving a stapler here.
Okay. Well,
did
maybe
I put
that
this,
was maybe that
where
was
this
like
come
a,
from?
Maybe it just
I think
came
I was
from
stapling
the future.
Something earlier.
No, maybe it came from the future.
Oh, maybe
it was like a time continuum.
Oh, yeah, the time continuum.
So there's like a wormhole. They brought the stapler there to you.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a boa constrictor of time.
It's like
Einstein put it.
It's a little bit like Lassie, I think. Like, hey, where's Timmy? Timmy's in the well, right? Like, so yeah. I think that the stapler is telling you something that you need to know.
We should send ourselves messages from the future to this podcast. We will do that in subsequent episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we should move on to the next
Hey, the important subject is when you drive past a picket line.
Oh, right.
You honk in support or disgust?
I don't drive, man. I have a jetpack.
Okay, well, would you honk or in support or disgust?
What are they picketing?
Gas station attendants.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to understand. So who's picketing?
They're the people that own the gas station.
Yeah.
Are picketing because their employees make too much money and they can't make enough money. Down with
Wait
more
a minute, so
payments.
The owners are picketing their own establishment?
They're picketing the...
Is this
the,
how it works in Japan?
Yeah. They're picking, usually you'll see CEOs and stuff out on picket lines. The salary man is never usually seen picketing. It's usually, like the CEO of Sony last week was out picketing Lady Gaga or something.
Yeah. No, that's not how it works here. So that's why I didn't understand. It's completely, labor relations in Canada, completely different.
Mm.
Yeah. Most negotiations are either settled through a game of darts or leg wrestling.
Leg wrestling. We have that too.
Really?
Yeah, but that's more That's more for criminal issues.
Oh.
Yeah, like if you kill someone, you have to leg wrestle to see if you're guilty or not.
Oh. Well, leg wrestling has been the classic for the way you tender contracts with the government.
There's a lot of evidence that that's the best way to do it. You still didn't answer my question. Do you honk in support or disgust? Have picket lines.
I like to honk. I like to honk. So
yeah, but is it like a hey, keep protesting your picket thing?
Here's what
like,
I do. I'm driving by a picket line. I'm driving by. How quaint. Yeah, you know, I've got my jetpack. Let's face it. Like I said, so I'm flying by, and you know what I do? I slip a Canada Goose. I've got it by the neck, and I punch it right in the stomach. That's how I honk my support. And then I drop the goose down on their heads. Just like throwback to the WKRP reference.
I don't think any of our listeners will argue that that will earn you a right wing. A right wing. Even though I didn't actually answer what I do.
I'm not going to get a right wing.
You're getting a right wing for that. Because no matter what I answer, it's not going to be, I don't throw a goose at picket line people.
Wait, but that could be feeding homeless. So that could be left wing.
I don't know. I will honk to say give my support for the CEO of a big company, or I'll roll my eyes in disgust if it's peons.
Okay.
So I think that's more left than your. I don't know. What do you think? We need to ask Teller.
He says that it's not very left.
I'm glad you really got Teller there, because so many podcasts have been sued by Teller for pretending to have him on his show.
Is that right?
On their show. Oh, yeah.
No, he's totally here.
There used to be about twice as many podcasts.
He's laughing about like the idea that he's not here. Of course he's here.
He's here.
He's totally here. There's no better place for Teller to be than Ottawa, Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you be anywhere else?
It's one of the nicest places on earth.
Yeah,
I know. The best dressed, happiest people. They got gold cufflinks.
So we're moving on, aren't we?
I got to put you on the. Will you accept a right wing for that one?
Oh yeah, I'll take that. I don't care.
Okay.
But you know, in the future, there is no right wing or left wing.
Yeah, I know, but I have to figure out which side to put the audio on. See, one of us is going to be in the left. One is going to be in the right headphone. Or earbud, if your listeners are using an earbud. So,
but what if it's quadraphonic?
But we still have to be left front or right back or right front left back.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay.
Is it better to execute a poor person or a billionaire? That's our last question.
Am I in the will?
Are you in the will? Yes, you are in the will of the poor person and of the billionaire.
That billionaire.
No, wait. The poor person just won the lottery, but died before they could collect, but still in the will that you get the money.
My body was saying poor person, but then you didn't.
This is very easy. Did you listen to what I said?
No, I didn't.
The poor person won the lottery.
And you told me after I said billionaire.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to win $1 billion in a lottery. It's only going to be a few million.
So I'm better off being with the billionaire.
Yeah. Is it better to execute the poor person or a billionaire? What's your answer?
Billionaire.
Me? Well, I'm going to go. That gives you another right wing. I'm going to go.
No. Oh. Executing the billionaire means that his assets flow down to his heirs. His heirs then have found money, go out and spend it. That trickles down into the economy, causing the engines of the economy to turn, which creates employment, and then that poor person can move up and find a better job, and there you go.
You are like Lennon. John Lennon of the Beatles.
Oh.
So that gives you... So far, you're up to 7 rights, and I've got 2... I should have wrote these down with a different pen. So, listeners, you can tell us who is more left and who is more right. And that brings us to the end of our program.
Oh, yeah.
The end of the first episode.
Wait, don't you have something? Don't you have something to
plug?
Yeah.
Not currently, except because I already did that at the beginning. I mentioned not Pepsi Cola. Whoa, I better cut that out.
Wow, that was a you really put your foot in your mouth. I can't believe you say that.
Coca-Cola is our sponsor.
There's like a polar bear like rolling over, killing itself. Like when you
said don't be surprised if next podcast Coca-Cola is not the sponsor and they deny that they were ever sponsored.
That was
our
podcast. How can you do that? Like, that was our big thing. Like, we got, like, and you just screwed it up.
It doesn't matter. This podcast is going places, man. We're going to have bigger sponsors than Coca-Cola.
So you're saying you got nothing to plug?
Nothing to plug.
All right. Teller? No?
So, and anyway, this was our premiere episode, which should stack up with all the other premiere episodes of everything that have ever been done.
That was what we were...
Yeah, and this is where we add something at the end, like a little jingle or something. Goodbye, everybody, and back to the future.
Back, 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 back,
back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back,